Now, one of the things I want you to keep in mind is we don't need to approach this emotionally. In other words, don't get upset because the discussion may not go exactly the way you want it to go. This is all about just information gathering and putting us in a position where we can make some strong decisions, some firm decisions based on information as to how we want to approach games. And I think it's important to realize that there's probably no reason to say, hey, we're not going to do any more video gaming no matter what. We're just not going to do it. I think that probably that old adage, everything in moderation, will probably work for people who enjoy video gaming. Everything in moderation. Yeah, no need to say, well, you know what, I'm going to video game no matter what. And you find yourself playing video games even more than you used to because you're just going to show people. That's not what that's not what this is about. We're simply providing information so that if anyone needs to take precautions, they'll know to take those precautions and why. And again, I think that probably the safest position is simply the one that says in moderation. Okay, now, how many of you are saying, wait a minute now, I hear what you're saying. They're saying that brain training games just don't help. And some of you are saying, they've helped me tremendously. Well, you know, I always invite our listening community to think about, you know, what you think about what's being shared. I know for a long, long time, people used to say, the experts used to say that when it came to those Thanksgiving meals, if people would eat and get sick, they say it was because of the mayonnaise. And I told you all, I shared with my mother when I was a youngster. I was in my preteens, thereabouts, maybe a little younger. I said, Mom, what are they saying causes people to get sick when they keep eating the Thanksgiving meals? And she said, that they say it's because of the mayonnaise. And so I asked some questions about the mayonnaise. I wanted to get a better understanding of how the mayonnaise could cause people to get sick. And I wasn't saying it couldn't. I just wanted more information to help me understand. I mean, I'm just naturally curious. And so when she told me that, my nature just kicked in and I wanted to know, okay, so what is it about mayonnaise that it causes people to get sick? Well, when you leave it out a long time. Okay, but what is it about mayonnaise that when you leave it out, it makes people sick? Because I was starting to think now, if you can leave mayonnaise out for a long time and it'll make people sick, can you leave other stuff out for a long time and it make people sick, like ketchup? And she said, well, no, things like those other things won't do that, but mayonnaise, it's the mayonnaise. You can't leave it out. I thought about that for a minute. I said, Mom, I don't think it's the mayonnaise. I don't think it's the mayonnaise being left out that's making people sick. She said, well, what do you think it is? I think it's the meat. I think people leave the meat out too long and the meat begins to spoil and they don't know it. And that spoiled meat is what's making people sick. She disagreed with me. I said, that's what it is, Mom. You can't leave meat out for hours and hours and then come back and eat it, because something about that meat is spoiling some kind of way and we just don't see it. And people are eating that meat once it started to spoil, and it makes them sick. And she looked at me, well, the experts say it's the mayonnaise, so I'm going with the mayonnaise. So I left it alone. Years later, I don't mean like 3 or 4 years later, 12, 15 years or more later, the experts say, you know, we used to think it was the mayonnaise that was making people sick on Thanksgiving Day, but we've discovered it is not the mayonnaise. It's the meat. You cannot leave meat out. And they began to tell the public what I had told my mother years ago. My point is, the experts are already saying that they're divided on this. And so that's why I'm asking you, what has your experience been? Don't allow yourself to get upset because the conversation may not be going the way you want it to go or the way you may have expected it to go, whether you were expecting to hear video games are all bad or they're only good or there is no evidence one way or the other. No, there is evidence. But in some cases, the evidence is divided. In other cases, some people are thinking it's conclusive. All right, so let's hear more about this. Remember, we were talking about, in that last segment, about brain training games and whether they can have a positive impact on age-related cognitive decline. In other words, either reverse it or at least prevent age-related cognitive decline. The mind's ability, the brain's ability to do what it does that decline with age? And if so, can that be reversed or prevented if people engage in brain training apps? Well, researchers tested whether playing specifically now brain training games, not just games across the board. For example, like I said earlier, those that are strictly designed for entertainment. Nope. They focused on games that were supposed to be brain training games and whether they enhance the working memory of players and as a result improved other cognitive abilities, including reasoning, memory, and the ability to process quickly. A process that scientists call far transfer. Well, this is what they say they discovered. It's possible to train people to become very good at tasks that you would normally consider general working memory tasks, memorizing 70, 80, even 100 digits, according to Professor Neil Sharness, who's a professor of psychology and a leading authority on aging and cognition. He said these skills actually tend to be very specific and they don't show a lot of transfer from the game to real life, the skills in the game to skills in real life, in those same areas of life. The thing that seniors in particular should be concerned about is, if I can get very good at crossword puzzles, is that going to help me remember where my keys are? Dr. Sharness says the answer is probably no. If I get very good at crossword puzzles, will that help me remember where my keys are? He says that probably will not happen. Sharness points out that if your goal is to improve cognitive function, then aerobic exercise may help. Some research has found that aerobic activity rather than mental activity actually enhances the brain. And how many of you recall the times that I've shared with you study after study after study that points out that when people exercise, the exercise has a positive impact on the brain?